Hey guys, welcome back. How you guys doing? Y'all doing good? I'm feeling great. I want to talk to y'all about being a content creator. So I just got finished watching this video of a YouTuber talking about the history of Scott Cawthon and the Five Nights at Freddy's franchise and the games that Scott Cawthon made before he made Five Nights at Freddy's, right? And if you follow me on social media, you follow me on Twitter or X, and you follow me on YouTube or whatever, like, you understand that I have my opinions about Scott and about his writing and about his choices that he's made as of recently. However, I will never ever be the I will never ever say that Scott isn't a good creative, because he has a skill. He has a skill, and when it comes to making good set designs, he knows how to make some good fucking robot designs. I will never take that away from him. That is his skill, right? His writing, it's there, but, like, you know, that's not his major skill set from my eyes, right? His RPG mechanics are really... He's legit good at making RPG. That's why FNAF World was really good. However, I basically want to say that Scott had to go through so many games. He started in 1994, right? And his first game didn't blow up until... His first game didn't hit, like, mainstream status until 2014. Just think about that. 20-something years. He was 16 when he started, right? And he had to make so much bad content, so much bad video games, animations, and so many things like that. And that is the sad beauty of being a content creator. Or just a creator in general, being a creative individual. Whether you're a musician, whether you're an artist, whether you're a sculptor, whether you're a game designer, whether you're a filmmaker, whether you're a musician. Mm-hmm. I said that already. Like, no matter what type of creative you are, when you're creating something, you always have to understand you will make shit. You will make bad content. You will make bad things. Right? It's going to be considered trash to you in 10 plus years. It is what it's going to be considered to you. You're going to consider it. This is horrible. You're going to look back on it like, wow, that was so bad. But you needed to make that. You had to make it. That is important for your journey, for you to make these bad things so you can understand what bad is for you specifically. As a creative, you have to understand that this is what bad looks like to me, right? This is what me making bad content looks like as a content creator. This is what me making a bad video game looks like as a video game developer. This is what me making bad music sounds like as a musician, you know what I'm saying? Et cetera, et cetera. This is what it looks like to make something bad that I consider bad, or that other people may consider bad, or you will consider bad when in the future. You know what I'm saying? That has to be made so you can work towards getting better, so you can eventually, when you get to that point, to make your magnum opus. It is what it is. You have to do it, right? You have to. You have to make the content. You have to make the things that you will consider horrible stuff. But you have to make it if you have the idea. I'm sorry. I wish there was a better way to go about this. But that you just have to do it. I'm telling y'all this. But I'm also telling myself this at the same time. Right? I'm not just saying this. And I'm telling myself this too. It's like you have to be willing to make bad stuff, quote unquote, so you can, so you can understand, like I said, so you can understand what bad looks like to you, and so you can come back, make something better, keep improving, and work towards your magnum opus. You know, in my opinion, Scott's magnum opus is
is Desolate Hope, but the magnum opus, there's two different magnum opuses that you can have. There's the one that you put your heart and soul into that may not get, is not as popular, and that's your like spiritual magnum opus. Then you got your actual magnum opus, where you make it, you put your heart and soul into it, or maybe you didn't put as much heart and soul into it, but you still had mm-hmm. very much a what's the word? You still have very much a passionate investment into this. And it was pretty much, and that was the thing that blew up. That was the thing that got people to notice, this guy got something. You know what I'm saying? This person, whoever they is, creative, they got something. They got something, right? And then they can go back to the stuff you did before and see where you came from and how you started and stuff like that. And that is usually how it seems to me that I've been seeing, is like a lot of creators have stuff where they made something that didn't blow up and that wasn't popular, and it really hurt them, and it really like hurt their soul. So they had to go back to the drawing board and start and just say, fuck it. I'm just feeling like, this idea was such a random idea or whatever. And I just, fuck it, I'm just going to do it. And then boom, you got it. You got a banger. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got a couple of videos like that, and it's a constant cycle of like figuring it out, especially as a YouTuber, is like trying to figure out like where it comes from, like where are you, what is your magnum opus, maybe not your magnum opus, but where is your, you know, the one that you say, I'm just going to make that video, fuck it. You know, I have a couple of videos like that where I was like, fuck it. You know what I mean? And then those are the ones that got the most views. And it's like, why, dude? I wasn't even trying with this one video. It was one video, granted. It was the, is God Key important in Dragon Ball or something like that? That one blew up. It didn't get that many views. It got like almost 2,000 views. But like, it's a lot. It's a lot for my channel. But the other one was the Giorno video. And that one got like almost 2,000 as well. So I think like it's one of those things. You just gotta like figure it out. You just gotta like keep, just all I'm saying is just keep posting. Keep making whatever you're making. Keep going. Don't stop. Please don't stop. I'm begging you not to stop, because you never know when that one thing is going to make your career, is going to change your career trajectory forever. You know, just do it. Just please, just make the stuff you know you gotta make, and stop being, you know, beating around the bush, and stop giving yourself excuses and all this bullshit. Get your ass up and get the shit done. Okay, I know I am. You know, that's why I'm here in college. That's why I'm making college. That's why I'm in college, because I know I gotta get shit done. Cause I don't want to be 30 still trying to figure my life out. No, fuck that. I'm getting in the industry whether they like it or not. You got me fucked up. Okay, so that's what's gonna happen. So yeah, that's all I wanted to say. Love you guys. Don't forget to love yourselves and love others. Don't stop making content. Don't stop making music. Don't stop making video games. Don't stop making movies. Don't stop making whatever the fuck you're making. Don't stop drawing. Don't stop painting. Whatever. Don't stop creating. Just don't stop creating. Okay? Because that's what we're made for. As human beings, we're made to create, in my opinion. And that's what we should do. You know? We should be able to create. Please create. Don't stop. I'll see y'all in the next podcast. I guess. I don't know. I'll see y'all when I post another one. All right? Stay awesome. Bye.